Saturday, November 25th. The day started with another wake-up call from Henry at 7 o'clock this morning from Paris, saying that they had another private meeting, no full-scale session, that he's going to come home, but they'll announce another meeting for December, resumption for December 4th. He says the other alternative was impossible, that we'd have a total public blow-up with Saigon. That would be following the president's instructions to break off the, or to settle, and ram it down Saigon's throat. He said we couldn't do that at this point. He said Tu's emissary is still coming to see the president. Henry will go on to New York, arriving about 9 or 9:30 tonight, stay at the Waldorf, and will meet with the president when he gets in. He was very disturbed because the other side leaked a story that was very unhelpful, and he thinks we must not get into that. President called from New York, said he had had a good day yesterday and today up there, that he had talked with Bush about his concerns. Bush had heard that Bob Wilson had decided to stay on. We need to put the heat on that, twist Ford's arm, on the point that he'll get no cooperation from the president if he keeps Wilson. Bush was also concerned about word he'd heard that Reitz was being put into the committee. President said, you've got to slim down the committee, no hacks and so forth, so it'll be very important for all of us to work with him. Someone should build up the youth thing in the RNC. George should understand the need for coming in with a new plan. We must not plan on using the president for big fundraisers and stuff. Let Agnew do that. The president will help in other ways. He then got into the Kissinger problem, said Henry was himself was the one who raised the expectations on Paris results, especially that there needed only to be one more meeting. And we've still got no report on the South Vietnamese. President feels we have to take the best that North Vietnam offers and stuff it down the South Vietnamese, and that's it. End of November 25th.